We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante sitting in for Dustin Hawkinsmith this week. And with us is our always very special guest, and now the voice of the palestra, Jeff Brown. How the heck are you doing, Jeff?
Oh, James, was that a great weekend or what? I, other than the Eagles losing, but that Saturday, well, that's going to stick with me for a very, very long time.
Well, I tell you what, I'm a huge Hoops fan. You know, I was there from start to finish watching the game on my couch. And the noise level, it seemed like Penn State fans took over Philadelphia for this game.
Give us, absolutely.
Give me the feel of it from being there, Jeff. What was that like?
It gave me chills, Jim. It really did. There were many times during that game where I just kind of sat there and looked around and thought, wow. I mean, this is what a basketball game is supposed to be. It was a great game from start to finish, just on the floor alone. And then when you bring in the atmosphere of that crowd, wow. If you don't fall in love with the game of basketball, watching a game like that, you have no heart.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeff, we were talking off the air, and I was telling you I spent many years in Philadelphia and got to see a lot of Big Five games. I saw Villanova. I saw St. Joe's. I saw some great Temple teams there. Just the atmosphere, it's fantastic. And I just realized we've gone this far, and for those who don't know, there was a Penn State basketball game that was played at a home game. I'm doing the air quotes. It was played in Philadelphia, played at the historic Palestra, the mecca of basketball. And Pat Chambers has Philadelphia roots, does much of his recruiting in Philadelphia. So yeah. Playing there.
Branny McCaffrey played point guard.
Yes, for Penn, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't, since you were there at the game, you didn't get the television broadcast of it, but they really emphasized that with both coaches being local. They were showing some pictures of Pat's brothers in the stands and pictures on the walls of McCaffrey from when he played. They also, and I would think you knew this, and it came across fantastic, they actually handed it off to the PA announcer to do the team intros. And Jeff, I got to tell you, that was a fantastic job, my friend. I was pumped in my own living room. I was standing up and cheering afterwards. So
there is no way you could have sat in those stands or anywhere in that building and not been pumped up. No way. That was the electricity going through that place. The only problem was the ventilation system. HVAC-wise, it wasn't very good, but everything else was top of the mark.
I do not think there is air conditioning there, Jeff, but anyway, let's actually...
Then open up a window. I think they said it was 80 on the floor.
They mentioned that on the TV broadcast often. It is. It's crazy, but come on. These kids, they've played outside in the summer on that McAdam way. The McAdams about 120 degrees, so
that's right.
And they're young, they can handle it. Let's talk about the game itself. Penn State comes away 89-86 win, a just exciting game going back and forth. And I'm going to start first of all with the negatives. My pet peeve is Mike Watkins. He got very early, he got his first foul. It was a ticky tack, bad foul on his part. Right then and there, I said, oh no, this is one of those games where he gets in foul trouble and the team's not the same.
You know, Mike has, and he has really overcome a lot, and I want to stress that before I go to this next point. Mike has gone through a lot of things. He has overcome a lot of things. But I have noticed in his career, if things go poorly for him, deserved or otherwise, early in the game, it tends to affect the rest of the game for him. And if you had told me at the beginning of the game that he was only going to score 4 points in the game, Lamar Stevens was going to spend a significant amount of time on the bench with foul trouble, and Myron Jones was going to fall short of his season average, I would have told you Penn State was going to lose by 20 points, and they didn't. They put up 89 points with that adversity. It was an amazing game.
It really was, and they were forced even. Now, let's give some props to the Iowa big man, Garza.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
He was very good, and it was interesting. And by the way, I thought Pat Chambers coached a hell of a game.
Yes.
And I thought it was great strategy, a bit of a risk late in the first half. He went small.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
but it worked.
It did work, but unfortunately that also got Lamar Stevens in foul trouble then.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're without their two best players, and then all of a sudden coming off the bench is Superman.
Isaiah Brockington. Oh man, you can't say it. I keep wanting to come up with more superlatives with him, and I can't. He's incredibly athletic. He's got a great shot, and the fact that he's a sophomore just makes me smile from ear to ear, because we get him for 2.5 more seasons, hopefully.
And Curtis Jones also off the bench. Yep. And if I do my math correctly, the bench scored more points than the starters.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the bench was the key to the game. You know, like I said, with Lamar in foul trouble, Mike only scoring 4 points, a quote unquote off game for Myron Jones, they had to. And Curtis Jones Jr., Isaiah Brockington, John Hara, they all came off the bench, and they basically saved the team. Although I will say, Luka Garza, you take away his 35 points and maybe only give them half of that points, and Penn State wins easily, even given their adverse situation.
Unfortunately, that's not how they play these games. But let me take care of a little piece of business here, Jeff, real quick.
Okay.
This segment with Superman of the announce of the PA guys, Jeff Brown, is brought to you by DraftKings. Get in on the playoff action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. From odds boosts to free bets, DraftKings has it all. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook. Going all out, sign-up bonus up to $1,000, and don't forget to use code KSN. Get that sign-up bonus of $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And by the way, if you bet Penn State basketball this weekend, you won. And I was scared at that end, that last second three, but
yes,
the spread was they covered. But
you know, Jim, it was funny because you know Penn State's up 89-83. And he hits that three, and just for a couple of seconds, the place goes quiet like they thought they tied it up.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden they realize, wow, you know, that they still won. It didn't matter whether they made the three or not. But just for like a split second, the place went quiet.
Well,
it was
that,
so funny.
That was for those of us who were wagering on the game. So we had to say, wait a minute, did I have enough to win?
I got to tell you a quick story.
Yeah, go ahead.
My youngest son sent me a text. He goes, I recorded the game and they said your name twice. You got to hear it. And I said, okay. So I get home and I'm watching it and they say my name and my voice cracks. And then they say my name again and my voice cracks. It's like I was back to my pimple faced 15-year-old kid asking a girl out to the winter festival dance. It was so embarrassing.
I caught that, Jeff, only because I was focusing on it and I stayed away from the puberty jokes.
My goodness.
No, Jeff, actually, it was exceptional. Like I said, you had me pumped up in my living room. I was upstanding right away. But I want to go into one other item that is one of, I don't want to say pet peeve, but something we've talked about here before. It's always, of course, Mike Watkins in foul trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But Miles Dredd, he missed his first three. He had three good looks, missed all three, and I was like, oh no, you know, I was hoping a big game like this, if he could contribute. But I tell you what, the three he hit that put him ahead, I think changed the momentum in the first half.
Yes.
And then down the stretch, ice water in his veins, he hit every one of those foul shots.
huge props to that kid, because he has had trouble all year. He's been in a slump all year long, and he wasn't hitting a lot in that game either, other than that three that you were talking about. And for him to step up there and hit six straight foul shots when they needed him the most, I mean, that you can't say enough about that kid and his talent and the mindset and everything else. And I am hoping that those six straight foul shots put Miles Dredd back on track, and he is the player that we all know he can be the rest of the way through.
And it looked like the team even wanted the ball in his hands late to shoot those foul shots. Also, Jeff, and we just have a couple minutes left, I want to hit on Watkins and Stevens, obviously in foul trouble, but they both came up huge in the end. Watkins with the alley-oop basket was huge, and I think even his last foul, he gets a lot of ticky-tack ones, but I actually thought the last foul was a quote-unquote good foul.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always hate blaming refs because I just don't believe in it. But yeah, I did sit there, and you and I talked about this before, thinking this is Lamar Stevens' premier game. This is the game he was looking forward to, one of the ones he came back for. And if you foul him out on a couple of questionable calls, that's going to be a crime. But instead, and it's like the movie The Replacements at the end, where Keanu Reeves looks at Gene Hackman and says, "I wanted the ball," and Hackman says, "Winners always do."
Yeah,
that's exactly it. That's him for Mike Watkins and for Lamar Stevens. Winners always want the ball, and they did.
And he hit that huge hoop late. And I actually think if Pat Chambers, I'm sure going into this game, he didn't want his two big guys in foul trouble. But I think now coming out of this, he's got to be saying, this could not have worked out better because these other guys found out they could do it and they stepped up.
Great lesson learned. Absolutely. It could not have been a more perfect day than Saturday at the Palestra. It was perfect. And I want to, while I've got the opportunity, thank Penn State Athletics. They didn't have to include me in all that, and they did, and it was a thrill of a lifetime, and I really appreciate them doing that.
Well, I can't see any way that they wouldn't bring you in, Jeff. You are the voice of the Bryce Jordan Center, the voice of the Palestra now, of Penn State Hoops. You got your national television time, and it was fantastic. I'm just upset that we have to wrap up here, Jeff. Thank you so much.
But we'll do it again next week.
Let's do it, and hopefully we can talk about keep talking about wins in this top 20 team.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Jeff. That is it for our show. Join us next time, and join us next week when Jeff comes back. Thanks, Jeff.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN to get in on the playoff action. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.